Good morning, everybody. Wow, what a beautiful, beautiful day it is. October 1st, 2022. What a time and what a year. For those who don't know who I am, Joseph Dunham, I'm super excited to launch this very podcast to start something so incredibly special, not just for myself, but for listeners and future guests in the world, quite frankly. So, without further ado, I thank you for your time. I thank you for hanging out with me today and from this day forward, because this is going to be such a special platform, such a special service and a special network and source of positivity and good work. So, with that said, the very first inaugural episode of the Good Service Podcast with your host, Joseph Dunham. So again, welcome. The Good Service Podcast is in the business of good news, your source and network for positive news and good stories, a place where we amplify the stories of everyday people doing extraordinary things for those in their community who have less, serving to make this world a better place than what they found it. Of course, for any referrals on something extraordinary happening in your community, and you want to help give them their flowers and be highlighted, don't hesitate to contact us at thegoodservicepodcast@gmail.com. Also, the same handle being for Instagram and Twitter, The Good Service Podcast. So, being your host in today's first episode, what are we going to talk about? The story about how we arrived here, about how we got to this very point, this very special day, and I'm so excited to share the story with each and every one of you. And where it all started actually goes back to the summer of 2020. George Floyd was murdered, sad but true, a very unfortunate event. And following that event, I actually went through a bout of depression, and first time I'd ever. And so, in that moment, with a murder like that happening, and then also too with us being confined to our homes due to the pandemic and COVID first taking hold of life as it did, was working through some things. The type of person that when a problem arrives or a situation arrives, that I go head first at it, and through my healing and understanding what depression was for me, was able to start an Instagram TV series. For those who follow me on Instagram and know exactly what I'm going to talk about, for those who do not, my Instagram handle is J_Dunham. And the series I had started unintentionally and unknowingly at the time was Racism and Change, Today's America. That Instagram series ended up being 24 episodes long, which is crazy to think that when I kind of sit back and look at it and where I was at that time, I wasn't looking for any sort of overwhelming response to grow a fan page or to do any of those sorts of things, but really just to share my truth on the matter and the state of which America is for minorities, and then sharing my truths around it through my experiences being a Black man in America. And so through that was able to see an overwhelming response of positivity through individuals that I've known all my life, or maybe I've known through sports, where I'm from in Dayton, Ohio, from middle school, high school, from college even. I'm a University of Dayton graduate. So, classmates, teachers, counselors, individuals that just have been a part of my life, whether directly or indirectly, maybe had caught wave of some of those videos and just shared their sentiments and how they helped them through those times. And so, it was in the midst of that storm, right, that I was able to really sit down and say, it's always been a purpose and passion of mine to serve others and to be uplifting, to be positive. And I was able to see that through the Instagram TV series or Instagram series. And so it was then that I had decided to take the journey a little bit further. On LinkedIn, I love LinkedIn. I'm a big nerd. Any way I can get better, and any way I can just learn something, I will. And I've always been a big fan of LinkedIn since high school. My friends back in 2012, 2013 used to laugh at me for loving LinkedIn, but it was a place where I felt that I could learn something from someone that didn't look like me or maybe had a different career aspirations and those sorts of things. And I really utilized LinkedIn because of TED Talks. And that's where I got a lot of just into listening to seminars and different things and people, experts speak on all sorts of matters. And so on Instagram, what I then started to do to continue my journey of uplifting others and sharing positive news and experiences and things was I started a blog, if you will, a professional blog. It's hashtag Motivational Mondays and hashtag Words of Wednesday. So Words of Wednesday being a play on Words of Wisdom. And with both of those posts, really, quite frankly, what I do is on Mondays and Wednesdays, I may share maybe a lyric from a song, a verse from scripture, maybe a quote from maybe a thought leader that I follow or something that a family member or friend through a profound conversation has shared with me. And I just really share how that resonates with my life and what's going on and how I use that as energy to propel me into my day. And again, the goal of that is to just uplift others and to help kind of share and be a light where there may be darkness. And so I've been able to do that successfully for now the last, I'd say, 16, 17 months. And it's been a lot of fun because I do have coworkers and even people that I'm working with on the customer side that, hey, I saw your post around this article that was uplifting or your thoughts around this or even just that song lyric. I didn't think of it that way. Or that quote from the philosopher. I didn't think of it that way. And I love your spin on it and how that resonates with you and has helped you. You know, I reshared it, I reposted, or, you know, that I use that as my motivation or my energy for the day. So, again, continuing this journey of just serving the people around me and just being a beacon of light during these times. And so, you know, with that, things continue to go on. And, you know, throughout the pandemic for myself, it was really, again, just that journey of introspection and how can I use my circle of influence to impact this world. You know, growing up, I was told I'd, you know, by teachers and things that I'd do, you know, one of five things, right? I'd be in front of the camera, I'd be behind the camera, I'd be a CEO, I'd be a salesperson, or I'd be in politics. And, you know, if you know me, I steer clear of politics, though they are important for some things that we do need to accomplish and move forward as a overall large community. But that's not how I believed I was called to serve and to invoke change. It's funny that, you know, my teachers would talk about, oh, you'd be a salesperson, because I actually, you know, am in a sales career that I thoroughly enjoy. And now I'm also too, you know, not necessarily behind the camera, but behind the microphone. Right. So, and kind of in every aspect of my life, I've been fortunate to be in the positions of leadership and being involved, whether it's on the field, in the classroom, in the workplace, or just within the community. And so it's funny that I arrived to a podcast being, you know, the way and the medium and the lane in which this vision that God has for me to serve, not just within my immediate community, but this entire nation and this entire world. Because I used to be against podcasts. I used to think and see them as a way of, it's a conversation I necessarily couldn't get involved in, right? Because maybe I didn't have the same interests as all my friends. We wouldn't listen to all the same podcasts. So I kind of steered clear of podcasts for quite a while because I just saw it as a conversation that I couldn't be a part of right away. And during the pandemic, when I was, you know, understanding my depression and working on ways to overcome that, that's when I had started to listen to podcasts. You know, we're all confined to our homes and we're either, you know, learning new skills or diving into new literature or listening to new things. And for me, it was podcasts. And I actually, what kind of turned it for me was Jay Shetty, his podcast On Purpose. That for me was just, it was the moment he had actually done one of Kobe Bryant's last interviews before his passing. May he rest in peace, in power. But it was that interview that for me, I was like, wow, like this is something that, you know, I want to and spend my time and invest my time in this, you know, this sort of podcast that's uplifting and just being able to learn more about some of these people, some of their mindsets and how they go about doing different things. And through, of course, Jay Shetty's lens, being a monk in his former life and, you know, very still. And so I used to have that perception about podcasts. You know, fast forward in life, we get to this point where I start listening to myself. I listen to, you know, NPR every day to get my worldly news. Of course, Jay Shetty's. I listen to Earn Your Leisure, you know, Market Mondays, you know, those different things where I can grab information to factual information, that is, as well, so that I can make the right decisions for myself on, you know, what I want to believe in, helping me cultivate who I want to be more so as time goes on. And, you know, other different podcasts that are just more on the fun side, the I Am an Athlete, Pivot, and of course, you know, LeBron James's The Shop. So just a funny story and kind of a, you know, holistic, here's how we got to this point that I really wanted to share with you all, because when I kind of sit back and think about it, you know, the answer has always been here. God has always said, hey, this is what you're going to do, and this is how you're going to do it. But let's, you know, let's walk in faith and get you there when it's your time. And so just something I wanted to share with you all when it came to getting everything up and running and getting the podcast underway. And so, you know, with that being said, I've always just had that notion to serve, right? No matter the person, no matter the situation, whoever I can help, how I can help, I want to. And, you know, with the Good Service Podcast, this was birthed. You know, right now, more than ever, you know, technology is a beautiful thing, and we have come a long way within society. And, you know, especially during the pandemic at the very beginning and up till now, and just really through my 20 years of life, what I've come to understand is bad news sells. Unfortunately, bad news sells. And that's all we hear about. It's hyper-focused within social media, propaganda, right? You know, there are, whether it's in the, you know, the newspapers, on the TV, on the radio, you name it, it's just bad news, negativity. And, you know, there's not really a source of positivity and good news out there. And for me, that's the mission of the Good Service Podcast. That is what we will accomplish with each interview, with each episode, as time goes on and as we grow here as a community, of spreading that love, spreading that light, spreading the good news that can make someone's day, someone's week, someone's month, helping, you know, be that battery pack to, you know, in the person's life in whichever way to actually help them know that there is more good than dark. There's more good than bad in this world. And so I'm very, very excited to start this journey and to amplify those that are doing extraordinary things in their communities, uplifting those around them. Because those are the stories and these are the things that we need to know. You know, there are beautiful things done by beautiful everyday people, or whether you're an A-list celebrity or Z-list, Z-list celebrity, right? Like, there are beautiful things happening, and we need to focus and have a place where we can focus on those things happening and amplifying and sharing those different stories and those different opportunities and things that are happening within our communities. Again, not just here in America from East Coast to the West Coast, but also all over the world. All over the world. That's the mission and vision, and that's what we'll accomplish. And I can't wait to give these individuals their flowers and to interview them and to talk to them around what this looks like. You know, what inspired them to get to where they are at, to do the work that they are doing, to maybe get them connected to people within their community that want to help them in their mission and vision, whether that's through donating or serving or even just, you know, being someone that can, you know, from a distance, have that support. So you know that you have people in this world that want to support you and do well by others and be a good neighbor for others. So very, very, very excited to get things officially kicked off with today's episode. You know, and it's come with a lot of research as well, whether that's, you know, what a podcast looks like, what it takes to run the podcast, those different things. You know, I've been holding my cards close recently. A select few family and friends have known about the idea of the Good Service Podcast. And now that idea has come to life. And The baby is crawling, if you will. So very, very excited to again continue to amplify those who are doing great things, to share that with you all, to learn from you all and to hear from you all in your communities on who those people are, what those people are doing, how we can help, how I can help, and again getting them onto the show, to again amplify them and share them. So this very much so will be a group effort in that respect. So we'll dive into that in just a little bit, but I want to dive into right now what the show is going to consist of. So episodes will be 45 minutes. Of course, within that 45 minutes is going to be an interview with whomever I'm speaking with during that time around, again, their mission and vision, what they have going on in their community, and really sharing their story and bringing it more to life than it already is in that direct community with you all. So within that 45 minutes, of course, we'll have a fun intro, we'll have a fun outro. But in that meantime, in the meat of it all, it's going to be a lot of fun of just, again, getting to know who they are, what they're doing, highlighting those folks, and really taking it to that next level for them. And so, things will start off strictly just audio. So this is just going to be an audio podcast for the time being. As we grow and mature and time goes on, we will have the video interviews and have in-person interviews, but we got to start somewhere, right? So want to take this moment too to just give a huge shout out to Buzzsprout and Riverside FM Studio, the two platforms that I'm using to not only get everything going, but to be the basis infrastructure for the Good Service Podcast. So the tools that I'm using to execute and bring these stories to you all is done is by likes of Buzzsprout and Riverside.fm Studio. I do not have a partnership with them. This is not a sponsor or dropped ad, so do want to say that explicitly, but wanted to share my thanks to platforms like this that make it easy for new podcasters like myself and other producers and hosts get their platforms up and running. So I did want to drop that there. And then so that's that where we stand there. But again, I just am so excited, and I wish you all could see me behind this camera and this laptop, because it's a very special moment, I believe, in not just my life, but the everyone else's who's going to tune in and be an avid listener. So I'm excited for this journey, again, to just make this a better place than what we left it or what we found it. So with that said, I do want to share, we are at the end of episode one, believe it or not. Really just wanted to take a moment in today's episode to, again, share the story of how we arrived to this place and how we're going to move forward from this moment on. And I'm excited for my first episode. I already have a list of guests ready to come on and share their stories and the beautiful work that they're doing in this world and their communities. And so, with that said, we will have an episode, another one here soon, the very first actual interview episode here soon. So be on the lookout for that. And then two, all episodes will be broadcasted and distributed across all platforms. Again, thanks to Buzzsprout. So whether you're listening on Amazon Audio, Apple Podcast, some sort of YouTube platform, some sort of Spotify platform, that's where you can find a lot of episodes, as well as the Instagram and the Twitter page that we do have, which again is at the Good Service Podcast. And then, from there, you'd also to be able to reach out directly at the Good Service Podcast at gmail.com if you want to refer somebody. And we can talk about that in just a moment as well. But quite frankly, to my belief and really disbelief, that episode one is already coming to a close. But that is a wrap for today. But of course, with all due respect, I would like to give a huge shout out to some very important people that helped me get to this point, to help get the vision of the Good Service Broadcast to bring it to life, quite frankly. So of course, Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, for making me who I am, for giving me the gifts and the abilities to speak, to be heard, to be seen, to do so on behalf of so many people as a leader. Super, super thankful for who I am, the gifts I have, the platform I do, and with that great responsibility, using that to be a good neighbor and be a good person. Secondly, I want to give a huge shout out to my guy, Devin Scott. He's president of Embolden Dreams and host of podcast, The Freedom Finders. I was actually on his podcast about a year ago this time, actually. And he is an individual that I've gotten to know through a college friend. And he and I have grown a relationship. So want to give a shout out to Devin Scott. And then also my little bro, Ian Evans, host of podcast, The Impact. Again, through just friendship and being on podcasts between Devin and Ian, they helped me understand, you know, where to go, what tools to use, how to get things set up. So we could be here in this moment today, each and every one of us. So to you guys, thank you for your help. I really do appreciate that and helping me not just get on the runway, but take off from the runway. You both have been instrumental in getting this set up and helping me get this going in the right direction. Next, of course, I need to say thank you to my family and friends for your unconditional love and support in whatever I've done in life. You all have been there and you have been a source of purpose and appreciation and love. And for those that knew about the Good Service podcast, those few leading up to this point, I appreciate you for keeping this secret with me for quite a while. It's been, again, very hard myself to keep it in and not talk about it while I've been behind the scenes doing the research, doing the work and the writing to get to this point. But I can't stress enough how much my family and friends mean to me. I genuinely believe that my life is so great because I have the greatest people in it. Today could be my last day and I had the greatest life because of, again, the people around me. So thank you all for just your love and continued support and allowing me to always be myself, the best version of myself. And that reflecting in the podcast and the service that will be provided by the Good Service podcast team. So thank you to my family and friends. And lastly, again, for those listening, wherever you are in this world, whether that's America, North, South America, Europe, however you come across and find this podcast, I just want to say, if you know people are doing great things in your community and you want to share those positive and good stories that are happening around the world, please reach out to us. Again, our email is thegoodservicepodcast@gmail.com. You'll find both our Twitter and Instagram pages, just The Good Service Podcast. You are more than welcome to DM us around what's going on in your community, sharing just a quick story of who that person is, what that person is doing, what that group is doing, and then being able to hopefully share a little bit of contact information around those individuals. Quite frankly, what will make this such a success is the referral process. And you know, a shameless ask, but a very honest ask is, you know, if you know of good things or know of great people that are doing good things in your communities, please reach out. Because I cannot wait to give them their flowers and to help them share their story, amplify the good work that they are doing. So I shamelessly ask, you know, please reach out with referrals. Please become avid and regular listeners, because this is something that's going to be very, very special for everyone. And I just can't wait to over time continue to show that and highlight that. So, you know, with that said, again, this is the close. That's a wrap to episode one. With the Good Service Podcast. I'm your host, Joseph Dunham. May you all have an incredibly wonderful Saturday afternoon. And I look forward to our first interview being very, very soon. So again, just look alive to both Instagram and Twitter for those next, you know, for those updates on when our next episode will drop. And then of course, please follow and subscribe on whatever audio platform you are using. Because then, too, you're also going to be able to see the next episodes as they drop and keep up to date. So a lot more to come. Thank you all. Love you all. Have a great day, and take care.